Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been, it's the last segment,
David
Linden. And, of course, we're in the Christina Liu Show, and we had two Pauls and Orion. I had two Ryans today and two Pauls today.
Yeah. That's right.
And honestly, our guests, they were tremendous. I mean, what wonderful sharing, emotional and very informational at the same time. But I have a question, and I believe David might have the answer for this. The symbol high in Judaism.
Yeah, it's life.
That's life. And what's the number of the symbol high?
36.
So what's half high? 18?
18, yeah, it would be. But usually, if you're giving a donation or give a multiples of 36,
okay,
is a nice way. If you're not completely informed and knowledgeable, you're safe.
Right. Okay. But 18 would be acceptable for a smaller donation.
It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. Also, it's been 18 days since Christina's Lou's birthday.
Oh. I was like, where is this going? I was like, am I getting paid in this segment?
Well, we have to start counting down now to the next one.
Yes, it's fun.
And I saw some pictures from her
my
theme
birthday
party. The theme party. An 80s theme party she had for her birthday.
Yes, I was Madonna. So it was quite the costume, quite the shindig.
And Jay was Rambo, right?
Jay was Rambo, yes.
Was a costume party.
Yes.
I was going to say a Halloween
Yes,
party.
I forced everyone to dress up all the time. So. It was very fun. Listen, I love my job, and I also love party planning, so I live out both of my things, so there we go.
Best of both worlds. It's perfect.
Hey, you're lucky. Yeah.
But, it was good, and it's still April, so it means the celebrations are still continuing. I just want everyone to, you know, it's not gone yet, so we're still going strong here. But, you know, enough about my fabulous birthday. Today is Earth Day.
That's true.
Which I didn't even realize it was actually Earth Day until, you know, we've been celebrating it. Community Service has been doing these little Earth Day birthdays, and I've been going around with them at different schools, and it's really nice. They have, like, a whole little, they give them plants. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I didn't realize that today's guest actually, like, it worked out very well. It looked like I planned it. I'll let everyone know I did not actually plan that. It's our little secret. But, you know, North Hempstead, too, it's year-round, it's really Earth Day, you know, for North Hempstead. Supervisor Bosworth and the town board really have, you know, try to keep things eco-friendly within the town. And there's a new program that's going to be a Clark Botanic Garden that's going to teach you about composting rain barrels and planting a rain garden, which I thought was interesting because I never heard about these rain barrels or planting a rain garden. And it's all part of this Recycle the Rain program, and it's going to be from May to September. And there's different parts to this. So there's the composting program. It's a 30-minute instructional class. And upon completion of that, you can purchase a composter for $50. I think they usually go for $100, I want to say. So if you're part of this thing,
more,
you know, you actually get a reduced rate. And what's great about these, but having one of these, you can create organic material for your soil by just, you know, throwing your kitchen waste and, you know, just different things. You know, so it's all stuff. It's not you're buying anything else. You're just, you know. I've seen people do it, and it's really beneficial. So, on top of that,
when is that? Is there
It's May to September. So there's a bunch of different dates, and I think it starts May 12th. They start the classes.
Call 311.
Yeah, it's growing season.
So yeah.
Actually, I have a question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know the answer, mm-hmm. so I'm putting you on the spot. Can a person go to the town if they need a new recycling garbage thing?
Yes. If you call 311, they can, because I know a bunch of seniors have requested that, and we've directed them.
I don't have
right
one. That's why. And my wife's. I said, maybe
they'll,
we could
they'll
get
send
one.
You right to SWAMA. And
Okay.
Set it up
perfect.
Right,
thank you.
Also part of this is the Recycle the Rain program. It teaches residents the benefits of rain barrels, and that's also a 30-minute class, and you could purchase a rain barrel at a discounted rate also. And what I thought was interesting is that the rain barrels can recycle as much as 1,800 gallons of stormwater during a single summer season, which seems like a lot.
Yeah,
I was just like, when I saw that figure, I was like, wow. This program, it began last year, and these rain gardens, you position it near a water runoff source, like a downspout, a driveway, or a sump pump, to capture this water, and you keep it out of, like, the sewer. So it's
right,
just this whole interesting, and they reroute it. It's a really interesting process. So if you're interested in it, and it's, you know, it's spring season, you know, you want to do some beneficial things for your garden or just to help, you know, the world, you can call 311 and sign. There's a bunch of dates, so.
We're going that way. I keep saying it more and more. This is the kind of stuff you have to get the younger people to think about it, to do it. And not, you know, years ago, it looked like you were poor.
Right.
In our summer house, we had to keep the water because we had an artesian well that was running dry. So that was a difference. Now, it's a necessity. You should make it decorative in your backyard. Water your flowers with it. It's the simplest thing.
And I think, too, you know, like, it can be, you know, framed in, like, a fun way. You know,
right,
so if you have kids, you can get your kids involved and, like, make it a whole family, you know, project and stuff, which is definitely nice. And I think it's great that North Hempstead really focuses on that. And,
I mean,
like I said, like, you know, Clark Botanic Garden is a beautiful place. So you get to go and learn about and all these things and just get some ideas.
Are they doing that plant this year? Plant the thing?
They're doing the, I'm not sure of the dates, but I did hear that they were doing that. So.
You get a little section.
Yes. I love that. I just, and I said,
I wanted to do it last year. I was too late, but I definitely wanted to take my grandson. It's like, you know,
because
they're watering.
Did
you go once
a
week and pick the weeds and plant something?
Yeah, and then this
It's like sharecropping.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there's someone there, you know, the horticulturist there can give you ideas, you know, and, like, let you know what's working, what's not working stuff. So, that's definitely, call 311 for that information. And last year, they started a little community garden at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Okay.
I was actually there because a bunch of volunteers from different departments were there. And it was such a great, the town partner was Sustainable Long Island, who I'm trying to schedule to come on our radio show, so that should hopefully be coming up in the spring, too. They were able to get more funds to expand this garden. Right now, there's five beds, so there's be an additional four vegetable beds and different gardening stuff. And what I think is wonderful, they're going to have two of the new garden beds will be ADA compliant, so it could be wheelchair accessible, which I thought, you know, is really...
Yes. That's nice.
And it was such a wonderful day because, you know, it was an intergenerational program we did last year, so there was kids from the community and then seniors, and everyone was getting their hands dirty and planting stuff, which was nice. And there's volunteers that, you know, sign up and are check on it
each
week and stuff, and... There's a little workshop that goes with it. So it was just, it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad they're able to expand that. So you can call 311 if you are interested in any more information on that.
You know, just a quick throw in there. Call 311 if you have an idea even.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you might want to do something with your grandchildren and say, you know, it's a Saturday. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to say, listen, tomorrow is something at the Clark or something at the Bar Beach or there's something at the, you know. There's always something going on, and just to make the phone call.
And that's what, you know, is really, you know, when you think about it, the fact that North Hempstead has this 311 call center is so huge. You know, everyone takes it for granted, not really thinking, like, what a major, major thing is it. Because on top of all the calls that 311 routes to all the different departments, they're sent all this information. So a lot of calls they get is just, you know, they can tell you right on the phone, okay, you know, on... You know, so-and-so day, this is, but they'll give you all the events because they have all the information. So they don't even necessarily need to send
you. Oh, I thought you were going to get a call back. That's a better, right? That's even better.
You know, if it's just like a specific informational thing, they just give it to you right over the phone, which is a great thing. So it's, and we're all, I know PI is extremely, us and 311 go hand in hand.
Right,
so,
I know that.
A little shout out to Vinny and everyone over there is just a great thing. And I just want to encourage everyone also that Meals on Wheels is now EAC, which is a community-based organization, is now in charge of all Meals on Wheels in Nassau County. There's no waiting list.
It's amazing.
And that's what, you know, for a long time, there was a very long waiting list. So now there's currently no waiting list. They're trying to get the word out there. There was a press conference done a couple of weeks ago over at the Yes We Can Community Center. And what I think is wonderful is that they have partnered with Hofstra University's Center for Civic Engagement. And they've been doing this door-to-door knocking.
Right.
And so they'll go. And it's really nice for the students to kind of see what's going on in the community. And, you know, someone might not need it, but they'll say, you know, oh, Mrs. Smith lives three houses down. She's a senior. And, you know, go knock on her. So there's just been a great response in that. So hopefully it people will call. And it's really very low requirements. You just have to not be able to be 68 years or older, not be able to cook or shop for yourself. And, you know, it's really pretty
much
it.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And like I said, they bring you birthday cakes on your birthday. They bring you pet food if you have a pet.
The pet food thing. I remember you said that. That's
tremendous. Really,
it's so important.
Call 311 if any you need anything.
And we're out of time again.
And we're out of time.
It flies. I want to thank Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting, who basically makes this possible. See, I listened to Rebecca last week, and so I have to try to do the thank yous, which I remember them like once every 3 months. Janine, and of course, Sam, who is Samantha, who is the engineer here. David, my co-host, and of course, Christina Liu for putting the whole thing together.
Yes.
So we'll be back here next week. Everybody have a great weekend. And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you.